M106 recording length 15 minutes and 44 seconds. This recording was created using www.spokentext.net. Messier 106 Spiral Galaxy M106, NGC 4258, type SBP, in Cadence Venati CM106.jpg, right ascension 12, 19.0, H colon M, declination plus 47, 18, Deg colon M, distance 25,000, Cli, visual brightness 8.4, Mag, apparent dimension 19x8, Arc Min, discovered by Pierre McCain in 1781, the bright SB spiral galaxy Messier 106, Million 106, NGC 4258, is perhaps about 21 to 25 million light years distant. It is receding at 537 km/sec. Sandage suspects it may be a member of the Ursa Major Cloud, a loose agglomeration of galaxies which probably also homes M108 and M109. While Tully lists it in the Coma Sculptor Cloud, and Fuch et.al., 1992, in a group called Cains Venatici, CVNI, group or M106 group of galaxies. While M106 is usually classified as peculiar normal, spiral of type SB, or SBP, Tully classifies it as SABBC, i.e., intermediate between SB and SC, an intermediate between normal and guard spirals. As its equatorial plane is similarly inclined to the line of sight, many features resemble what we know from the Andromeda Galaxy M31 as Alan Sandage mentions in the Hubble Atlas of Galaxies. This orientation explains partly why the dust lanes are so prominent in this galaxy. They form a spiral pattern which can be traced well into its bright central region to the core. The spiral arms apparently end in bright blue knots. These knots are most probably young star clusters which are dominated by their very hot, brightest and most massive stars. The occurrence of these hot stars indicates that these clusters cannot be very old, as such massive stars have only a short lifetime of a few million years. So the blue knots show us the regions of very recent star formation, following the spiral arms in the sense of rotation, and most conspicuous on the right of our image, is the yellowish remnant of an older spiral arm. The color of this arm indicates that its more massive stars have ceased to shine long ago. The color of the remaining ones sums up to the yellow-greenish appearance. The age of the stellar population in this fossil spiral arm is estimated by J.D. Ray to amount several hundred million years. Since the 1950s, M106 has been known to have a much larger extent in the radio radiation than in visual light. In 1943, Carl K. Seyfert had listed this galaxy among the galaxies with emission line spectra from their nuclei, which are now called Seyfert galaxies. Nevertheless, only few modern studies of Seyfert galaxies include it, although its nucleus is classified as Seyfert 1.9. According to the NED data of this galaxy, M106 is one of Pierre McCain's findings, which were later appended as additional objects to Charles Messier's catalogue. In case of M106, it was Helen Sawyerhawk who added it together with M105 and M107 in 1947, but it appears reasonable to assume that already McCain had intended to add it to a future edition. William Herschel had numbered it HV.43 when cataloging it on March 9, 1788. In 1995, investigations with the Very Large Baseline Array radio telescope equipment gave evidence that M106 is possibly the home of a massive dark objects, which could be traced to the lowest distance from the center ever possible up to now. 36 million solar masses apparently reside within a volume of about 1/24th to 1/12th light-year radius, 27,000 to 54,000 O. This was then the densest matter concentration ever detected. The dense disk around this object works as a maser, microwave amplifier by stimulated emission of radiation, i.e. a microwave laser. Thus nuclear maser ring allows a geometric distance measurement, independent of other distance indicators such as sec-heat variables, given by James Herrnstein in his PhD thesis, Herrnstein 1997, and NRAO press release. He obtained a distance value of 7.3 ± 0.4 mpc. 23.8 ± 1.3 mli, stated to fit with available sec-heat data. The active center also emits jets, as was described by Brent Tully, John Morse, and Patrick Chabel in Sky and Telescope, November 1995, p. 20. This makes it similar to the central engines in other active galaxies. A supernova, 1981 K, occurred IMM 106 in August 1981 and reached 16th magnitude. Kenneth Glenn Jones's book, in the table on page 32, misprints 1931 K. Messier 106 observations and descriptions discovered by Pierre McCain in July 1781, independently rediscovered by William Herschel on March 9, 1788. McCain, M106, in his letter to Burnley, May 6, 1783, in July 1781 I found another nebula close to the Great Bear Ursa Major, near the star number 3 of the hunting dogs Canes Venati C, and one deg more south. I estimate its right ascension 181°40, and its northern declination about 49°. I will be going to determine the more accurate position of this one shortly. William Herschel, HV.43, V.43, March 9, 1788, V. Brilliant, BN with FM Bran, and PSF 15, LN to the SF running into VF nebulosity extending a great way the N is not R. Very brilliant. Bright nucleus, with faint milky branches north preceding and south following. 15, long and to the south following running into very faint nebulosity extending a great way. The nucleus is not round. John Herschel, 1833, H1175, HH1175 equals HV.43, sweep 330, March 8, 1831. Ra 12 H 10 meters 30.8s, NPD 41°45, 18, 1830, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VSVM BM to an oval NUCL, 8 or 9, long, 4 or 5, broad, see Fig 55, very bright, very large, very suddenly very much brighter toward the middle to an oval nucleus, 8 or 9, long, 4 or 5, broad. See Fig 55. Sweep 255. April 26, 1830. Ra 12 H 10 meters 32.7s. NPD 41°46. 19. 1830. VB. VL. VSBM to an oval nucleus which is not in the middle of its length. 6L. 3BR. Very bright. Very large. Very suddenly brighter toward the middle to an oval nucleus which is not in the middle of its length. 6. Long. 3. Broad. Sweep 329. March 7, 1831. Ra 12 H 10 meters 32.7s. NPD 41°44. 6. 1830. VB. VL. SBM to a asterisk. 6L. 4BR. Very bright. Very large. Suddenly brighter toward the middle to a star. 6. Long. 4. Broad. Sweep 256. April 27, 1830. Ra 12 H 10 meters 32.7s. NPD 41°46. 56. 1830. VB. L. VME. Very bright. Large. Very much extended elongated. Appendix. Figure on plate XIV. Figure 55, number 1175, V43, Ra 12 H 10 meters 33s, NPD 41°46, plate XIV figs 50, 67 includes I.43, M104, V.8, NGC 3628, V.1, NGC 253, 1065, H 875, 1066. V.43, M106, I.156, NGC 1023, I.210, NGC 4346, IV.42, NGC 676, I.109, NGC 1201, II.600, NGC 7640, II.280, NGC 2695, IV.30, NGC 4861, I.55, NGC 7479, IV.2, NGC-2261, IV.66, NGC-2701, II.602, NGC-4571, and I.143, NGC-4900, long nebulae. The general form of elongated nebulae is elliptic, and their condensation towards the center is almost invariably such as would arise from the superposition of luminous elliptic strata, increasing in density towards the center. Smyth, CCCCXLI 441, HV.43 M106, CCCCXLI 43 HV Ursae Majoris now Canum Venati Corum, R12H 11 meters of fours, Dec and 48D 11.1 mean epoch of observation, 1837.26 April 1837, a large white nebula, closely following the haunches of the Greater Bear, discovered by W.H. William Herschel, in 1788, and number 1175 of his son's catalogue. It is a noble-sized oval, trending rather from the vertical in a direction and P north preceding, NW, and SF south following, say, with a brightish nucleus in its southern portion. The lateral edges are better defined than the ends. It is preceded by two stars of the 10th magnitude, and followed by two others, and there are also some minute points of light in the field, seen occasionally by glimpses. This object was carefully differentiated with alkade, and its place will be indicated by a running diagonal line across the square of Ursa Major, from alpha through gamma, and carrying it 7.5 deg into the southeast, that is, a little less than the distance between those stars. Lord Ross John Herschel, General Catalogue, GC-2841. GC-2841 equals H1175 equals HV.43, RI-12H 12 meters 1.7s, NPD-41D 55, 40.6, 1860.0, right ascension and north polar distance, VB, VL, VME 0 deg, SBMBN 8 observations by W.N.J. Herschel, very bright, very large, very much extended and position angle 0 degrees, suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark, figure in PT 33 John Herschel 1833, plate by, fig 55, Huggins further observations on the spectra of some nebulae, with the mode of determining the brightness of these bodies, Phil, Trans, Roysock, volume 156, 1866, P 381-397, here P 389, no GC, 2841-1175-843-HVRA-12-H 12 meters 1S.7, NPD-41-D 55, 40.6, very bright, very large, suddenly brighter in the middle, bright nucleus, a very large bright extended nebula, much mottled, Lord Ross spectrum continuous. A suspicion of unusual brightness about the middle part of the spectrum. Dreyer, NGC-4258. NGC-4258 equals GC-2841 equals H1175 equals HV.43. RI-12H 12 meters 2s. NPD-41D 55.1. 1860.0. Right ascension and north polar distance. VB. VL, VME 0 deg, SBMBN, equals M106 very bright, very large, very much extended and position angle 0 degrees, suddenly much brighter toward the middle where there is a nucleus. Remark, figure in PT 33 John Herschel 1833, plate XIV, fig 55. Curtis descriptions of 762 nebulae and clusters photographed with the Crossley reflector, PUBL. Lickobs, number 13, part 1, p. 9, 42, NGC-4258, RA equals 12:14.0, DEC equals plus 47:52, PUBL, Lickobs, volume VII, plate 33, with the very faint extensions this spiral is nearly 20x6, in PA 165 DEG, very bright, elongated nuclear portion. On the west of which a short dark lane, there are numerous almost stellar condensations in the two principal spiral branches. See ABS F11SN. Ellen B. Slaughterhog, Identification of M106 in Astronomical Journal, Volume 53, p. 117, 1948, a long overlooked letter by Pierre McCain was found in Bode's jarbook for 1786. He also lists four nebulae which he has discovered, and these should logically be given Messier numbers as follows: NGC 4594 as M104, NGC 3379 as M105, NGC 4258 as M106, and NGC 6171 as M107. Content Karasiev says, Students for the Exploration and Development of Space, accessed September 21, 2007. Text to MP3 by SpokenText.net. Quick and Dirty complied by John-Morris.net. This recording was created using Spoken Text, the free online text-to-audio converter. To learn more about Spoken Text, visit www.spokentext.net.